and welcome. It's our number one of our radio program. Back at it again here, chopping down time, one segment at a time. That's how we do it here. That's how we do it. So this podcast, we're going to tell you what's on it here in a minute. I did want to mention, though, that we recommend the Fifth Hour podcast, a new episode of the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller podcast dropping for your enjoyment today. And we have a colleague of ours here at Fox Sports Radio and a guy that's been on TV and the internet. I don't want to give it away. I want you to listen to the podcast and find out and hear who it is. That's what I would like. In an ideal world, that's how that's going to work. So we have that to look forward to coming up here momentarily on the Fifth Hour podcast. But this hour of radio, a special hour, we begin with a spicy hot Maller monologue in hour number one, all about the Clippers and the Utah Jazz. And then we transition into a heartfelt tribute to a Maller militia brigadier general. We lost the great Philly Rob, and we gave our condolences, gave a little bit of a sermon to celebrate the life of Philly Rob, a great show contributor and a good guy who left us way too soon. So we've got that and more. It's coming your way right now in hour number one. Close but no cigar. Welcome in the beginning of another edition of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we explore the method to the madness, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the flight deck as we soar on the red eye all night long, hanging out here at the Fox Sports Radio studios. Good to have you tuned in. We thank you. Otherwise, I'm just talking to myself, and what fun is that? That's no fun. So our lead this hour is kind of obvious. If you've listened to the show, the currency on the show, we've been heavy on the NBA playoffs. We'll continue that theme here, and we'll start with the game that ended not that long ago, the Western Conference semifinals, the second chapter in that particular series, and the Clippers trying to square the books with the Utah Jazz. And I don't know if you saw it. I've heard the ratings for this are not very good. Maybe not. I don't know. I watched it so you didn't have to. I did my public service. And by the way, I don't care about TV ratings. I don't work at Turner or ESPN, and my life doesn't depend on television ratings. I'm more concerned about radio ratings. That's what I worry about. But people downloading and listening. Anyway, get to the point, please. So Donovan Mitchell, again, another masterpiece, 37 points. The Jazz blew a big second-half lead and barely able to escape with their lives against a gutsy Clipper team. 117-111 was the final in that game. So Utah does take a 2-0 lead, but a bit of a wobbly 2-0 lead, all things considered. So let us discuss the question, how much trouble are the Clippers in against the Jazz? Now, you probably think I'm going to use the Maller, the patented Maller scale of panic on this, 1 to 10, with 10 being your new house is at Chernobyl. That's the worst, right? Nuclear fallout. I'm not at a 10. I'm not at a 9. I'm not even at an 8. I am at a 7. 7, close, 7.5, we'll say. But a 7 to 7.5, it's very distressing. I will say that. Now, I've got body double, meltdown, and lows. And we will tie all of these things together into this adequate Maller monologue. Now, this was a case of the good, the bad, and the ugly. And better stories in the losing locker room, so we'll focus on the Clippers for the beginning of this. The good is the fact that they punched their way back. The Jazz were absolutely mugging the Clippers for a good chunk of the evening here. It was an ambush to start the game, and the Clippers did not match the effort. That's a little disheartening. I don't think the Jazz are really all much better at all than the Clippers. I think they're pretty even. Down 21, though, in the third quarter, the Clippers put pedal to the metal, a heroic comeback, and they found effort, zone defense, and ta-da! They were right back in the game for the second consecutive evening of basketball in this playoff series. It has come down to the fourth quarter and the Clippers had chances to win both games one and two, but you don't get anything special. I mean, maybe a pat on the back for having a chance to win both games. But it is encouraging that they didn't get blown out like the Milwaukee Bucks did against Brooklyn, where they were down by 49 points at one point in those two games. And Milwaukee, who pretty much had given up in those games, they came back and they won game three. So it's a baby step situation. But the Clippers should not be in this situation. Watching Donovan Mitchell, and I feel like I'm responsible. I think the Jazz should give me a playoff share if they end up winning this series, because I went on our affiliate in Salt Lake and trashed Donovan Mitchell based on, again, what I had seen, what I had witnessed, but he is performing outside his means. He's having like an out-of-body type experience here offensively for the Utah Jazz, and it's the kind of thing that makes me scratch my head and question what I am watching. Is this a body double, right? What do I mean by that? Is this the reincarnation of Dwayne Wade, who hasn't even died yet, from the Flash days with the Miami Heat? Have we all been led astray here? When Dwayne Wade bought a piece of the Jazz, did he also end up getting to play for the team, and they had a way back machine going back to when Wade was good as a player back in the day? And that is not the player you expected to show up there. That is not the guy the scouting report said was in that Utah Jazz uniform offensively. He barely missed anything the beginning of the game. Now, he did cool off a little bit, couldn't keep up the pace, but still, 37 points, and the results have been mind-blowing. It's a performance that is of royalty, basketball royalty, when you play like this in the playoffs. Now, that being said, it's great. If you look at the numbers here, he has 81 points, I believe, is the total. 45 in game one, 37 in game two. But did you know, fun fact here, that with Donovan Mitchell on the court, the Jazz were actually outscored. The Clippers actually outscored the Jazz while Mitchell was on the court. He had a minus two spider rating. My spidey senses tell me in the game on Thursday. And the things that really break your back when you look at the Jazz, the things that you do not equate that should not happen, or what, like Joe Ingles. When Joe Ingles makes a basket, you feel like that should be worth 6 points instead of two or three. Bojan Bogdanovic. Everywhere I look in these NBA playoffs, there's a Bogdanovic. They're morphing and multiplying and all that, but those were some demoralizing baskets. Those guys scored 8 points in the fourth quarter. All right, now part B of this, as we chat here on Fox, as good as Donovan Mitchell was playing offensively, the Clippers had him flustered at one point. This is another thing that should concern the Jazz here. When the Clippers stormed back to make this a game and actually took the lead in the final quarter, Donovan Mitchell, I don't know if you were watching or not, but he had a meltdown, right? Oh, it was great. I went on the DVR and I went back and I watched it a couple of times. It got better every time. Mitchell was so rattled that he went to hissy fit town. He kicked a chair and he wah, wah, wah. He was very upset, right? Very upset. Now, after that, the Jazz did rally back. They made some lucky shots, and really that's the theme, right? I mean, Jordan Clarkson, who's not all that good, he knocked down an off-balance, circus-style three-point shot. He banked it in without calling glass. But the biggest sin for the Clippers, right, the biggest sin for the Clippers and why they're in an 0-2 hole here is the headliners have not lived up to their press clippings. Does anyone know who kidnapped Kawhi Leonard? Does anyone, did he get food poisoning? Well, of course, Jordan didn't even get food poisoning. We learned that in the Last Dance there. Last year, the guy we had on the show from Utah. But anyway, listen. has Kawhi been kidnapped by UFOs? Do we know? I mean, what a passive guy who showed up in Salt Lake and you don't exactly have to be Woj to know that's not going to get it done. Close game, Kawhi Leonard, fourth quarter. Clippers came back, took the lead. He took four shots, made one of them. 2 points. He scored two more points in the fourth quarter of anybody's game. It was anyone's game midway through the fourth quarter. Are you bleeping kidding me? Kawhi Leonard, 1 of 4 in the fourth quarter? That is a travesty. I'm not even blaming like the other players. That's on Kawhi. You know, be the force. Be the difference maker. What are you doing? You're a spectator. That was the third leading scorer on the team. The much maligned Paul George making baskets late. The unacclaimed Reggie Jackson. I was a big fan of his when I was a kid. I loved Mr. October. And he had better stats. There was a stretch in the third quarter where Reggie Jackson, a journeyman guard, was the top player on the entire court. Reggie Jackson was dominating for a stretch, but then couldn't keep it up. Now, the last word here. So let's look big picture here. In terms of being down 2-0 in this series, from the Clippers' perspective, obviously it's less than ideal. And when you take a couple of steps back here, this is not a hyperventilation situation. Like the Clippers have been to this side of the tracks before. They've been in this neighborhood before. We just witnessed it. It's just Sunday. It ended. You know, Luka and the Big Bad Mavericks, greatest player in the world. Luka Doncic, God's gift to the NBA. Couldn't beat the Clippers in Game 7. And now it's time to go down. Here's what we do. Instead of going back to L.A., the Clipper team plane should go to Ohio. And Fox Sports Radio listener Dick in Dayton at the Beaver Creek location of Lowe's. So you need to go down to Lowe's and buy some shovels and start digging your way out of the hole that you have given for yourself. Everything is still on the table. Right? And we'll see what kind of scratch and clawing and fighting and all that crap the Clippers have. But if Donovan Mitchell is going to outplay or essentially level off and neutralize the Clippers' top two players, then you don't exactly need a Venn diagram to know how this is going to end. Again, Mitchell, if you look at his numbers here, the first two games, the 45 and then the 37, and that's an 82-point couple of games combined, and Kawhi Leonard has a total of 44 in the two games, and PG-13 with 47. So using Maller math, that works out collectively. Those two guys have 91 points, and Donovan Mitchell has 82, which is essentially a wash. Essentially a wash. That he's taking care of two guys matching their production. And really, though, I don't know how good the Jazz can feel because they didn't blow the doors off the Clippers, and they had to win the games in the fourth quarter. And all the Jazz have done is hold serve. The series does not tilt in favor of Utah until and unless they win a game in L.A. All the Clippers have to do is win one. As long as they win their home games, they only have to win one in Salt Lake City. So that's the deal on that. Well, let's hear from the head coach of the Paperclips here, Ty Lue, who pointed out, I gave some stats here on this, but here's Ty Lue pointing out, while Donovan Mitchell's having some tremendous stats and has had a majestic couple of games, the Clippers' problems are not necessarily because of Spider Mitchell.
When he gives the ball up, it's not just him. We're getting beat out the dribble by the other guys, too. You know, they put it back down on the floor, attacking. Now we got to help. Now swing for three. So we got to do a better job with our individual defense, taking the challenge one-on-one. That's the first thing. And we know they want to thrive. They thrive off driving kicks, you know, getting to the paint, making plays. So we got to do a better job of closing out to the other guys and keeping them under control.
Yeah. It's that ole, 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 ole. It's that kind of defense. It's like bullfighting, and you know, the bull runs right by you, and boom, a mad dash, a stampede past would-be defensive players. So, hey, the Jazz have won two games, and we'll see what this series provides over the upcoming weekend. But don't worry, we'll be right here to chronicle everything. That's right, your friendly Magic Radio box right here. Anyway. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. Now, this is normally the time that I solicit phone calls and give out the number. We're going to do something a little different here because some of you know on social media, I did not really spend much time on the social media platforms to get the word out, but we did lose a member of the Maller Militia. I found out, I was asked to do a wellness check on a contributor to the show, and this occasionally happens. And seldom does it turn out good when somebody asks me to track down, you know, how someone's doing. And this is not any better than some of the other times this has happened over the years. So we lost our buddy Philly Rob. Now, if you're a regular listener, maybe you don't know who Philly Rob is. Maybe you forgot. He hasn't been able to call in a while because of his illness. He had cancer. So we're going to give a tribute. And, you know, Philly Robson was a part of our show. We had him in studio. We all hung out with Philly Rob. We had this big, big party that he catered for us. And we were planning some big things. Actually, before the COVID, we were planning on all getting together in Vegas and for the NFL draft, which was supposed to be in Vegas last year. So we had some big plans. But anyway, listen. So the point is, I don't want to clog the lines with people who are going to call up here and talk about things other than this. So we're going to... I'll say my piece. I'll say a few words about Philly Rob. And if any of the guys want to say something, fine. And then we need all the lines filled with people who would like to say something about our buddy Philly Rob. If you're not familiar, you know, there's a bunch of guys named Rob that are part of the show. Philly Rob's the guy. He's an authentic Philadelphia guy. And he changed the words around for the Eagles fly, Eagles fly. And he turned that into a drop that we play quite a bit. Roberto likes to play. I love the drop. I think it's great. We'll continue to play it. Of the Eagles fight song with a Mahler theme to it. And it's something we'll play a lot. But anyway, listen, that's the deal. So a bit of a heavy heart here. We had a good time with Rob back over the last couple of years. So we'll take your calls. If you would like to be part of the Six Line Salute, call right now. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Fly, Mahler, fly, on the airwaves everywhere. Fight, Roberto, fight. Cook a sound bite, 1, 2, 3. Eddie Lowe, Cooper High, as we hear the militia cry. Fly, Mahler, fly, bloviating and hornswoggled. M-A-L-L-E-R, Mahler!
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Mahler Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Listen up, Mahler Militia. The Ben Mahler Show is the show of the people, by the people, for the people. Join the movement and follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Mahler. And you can tweet at and follow me, Eddie Garcia, your humble sidekick, the voice of reason. I'm at Eddie on Fox.
It's so big, I don't think you could really kind of get your mouth around it. I mean, it's, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that was one of the Philly cheesesteaks that Philly Rob used to bring us. Delicious. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Mahler.
That is correct. We are going to have a six-line salute here momentarily for our buddy Philly Rob, a member of the renegade group we call the Mahler Militia, protectors and defenders of the overnight. And so we will be soliciting your calls. Coop's telling me there's a lot of trolls that are calling up, and they're not allowing the Philly Rob people to get through. So the lines have been jammed here, but it's cockroaches that are calling in. So please, I realize I'll give you plenty of time. I promise you. I'm here all night. I will give you plenty of time. You can treat the Clippers like a pinata. And then I'll punch you back, but that's fine. But right now, this next portion of the show is dedicated to our buddy Philly Rob. So for those of you who don't know, and just turn on the radio, so the Mahler Militia, the group of outlaws that are super fans of the show, the P1s here, we suffered a loss. Now, we have a Brigadier General, and that's like the highest level Brigadier General there in our little radio family. The man affectionately known by his handle, Philly Rob. Now, during the show last night, I got a message from Queen Roxanne and some other people have been reaching out over the last couple of days, and they were like, hey, can you do a wellness check on Philly Rob? And this happens every once in a while. You know, we have a weird situation here. We have some people that contribute to the show, and it's like our radio family. So I was like, okay, I'll send him an email, and I'll see if I can get a hold of Rob. And several fans of the show had been communicating with Rob. He hid the fact that he had cancer and he was fighting a battle with cancer, which so many people do. And last time I had been in contact with Philly Rob, things had been going pretty well. It's been a crazy year for me. I'd lost track of time and I realized I hadn't talked to him in a while. Bad job by me. But he had indicated last I spoke that things were going pretty well. He was optimistic. And so I sent him an email, and then he'd given me a website that was kind of keeping updated for family, whatnot, about his situation. So I went on there, and I did find out that that Philly Rob had passed away from his wife, who relayed the message there. And so obviously our condolences to his wife. He's got a high school age son that lives in Las Vegas. And kid's a tennis player, so our condolences there. Now I got to tell you real quick. I'm not going to go long here. We are taking your calls if you want to. Want to chime in and be part of our six-line salute. It's painless. It's easy. 877-99 on Fox. But I first met Philly Rob actually in the parking lot at the Premier Networks building, the iHeartMedia building in L.A. He was working. He a real estate guy. And they had offices in the building. There's some big muckety-mucks in real estate. So it was, I got to admit, it was awkward. I told the story. It was awkward because I'm an introvert, and I didn't know if he had ulterior motives. You don't normally get approached in the parking lot, doing the overnight show. There's nobody around. And if there are people approaching you, you don't want them approaching you. But Rob could not have been sweeter. He started calling the show. He had actually been calling the show before. That's how he knew who I was, and he recognized me from social media. And he became a fun character, diehard Philadelphia fan. We had many battles. He loved Nick Foles. And tried to defend Carson Wentz. And Rob came into the studio. Eddie referenced this. He came in a couple of times, but the most memorable was the 2019 NFL draft party. Can't believe it's been a couple of years already. But he rolled out the red carpet, and this was not just a draft party that we didn't have anything to do with. He just set the whole thing up. It was a feast, and he warned me. He said, "Listen, come hungry. Come to work hungry." And he knows I fast and all that stuff. Anyway, Philly Rob pulled out all the stops. We had cheesesteaks, pretzels. The guy had pretzels flown in from Philadelphia. He didn't want any rip-off Philadelphia pretzels. He wanted the authentic Philly pretzel, the tasty cakes, all that stuff. Tons of soda and chips and all. It was amazing. So good. 2 years later, I still remember. I remember the entire menu. It was that good. It was VIP status, and we certainly didn't expect anything like that. But Rob, while throwing punches at cancer, he took time out to email me after my pops passed away unexpectedly back in January. And I didn't know him that well just from the radio show, but Philly Rob seemed like the kind of guy who you did want as your friend. And I only knew him, again, through the show casually, but he loved to brag the times that he was in here about his family. He was a doting father and a very religious man. Loved, obviously, his son, very religious, could not have been kinder. And we're going to continue. We're going to immortalize him via the drop, the Maller fight song that Roberto played here a few minutes ago, parroting the Fly Eagles Fly tune. And that'll be our way of paying homage to commemorate the contributions of Philly Rob, who goes out to the great beyond there. Now, unfortunately, I've been doing this a while, so there's like a growing wing in on the other side there of Maller militia people. Jeannie in Medford, and we've had Spokane Gary, Jimmy Ray in Tampa Bay, some legends on the show that have passed on. So anyway, that's what I want to say. I don't know if any of you guys want to add anything, Eddie, Roberto, or Coop, before we get to the six-line salute here. And I don't know how many more lines do I need, Coop? Do we have? We have four. So I need two more at 8-7. Oh, we have five. All right. So I need one more. All right. And I'm not going to do anything else. I'm just going to sit here until we fill up all six lines. We need only one more. And so stop calling up your trolls. Give it a break. For a couple of minutes, 877-99 on Fox. Quick thoughts here, Eddie, Roberto, Coop, anybody? Or
yeah, would echo what you said. This one has hit me hard because we've lost other listeners, but we know them on the radio, and you can know a person to a certain extent. But Rob came and visited us multiple times. Hung out with us all night. As you mentioned, was incredibly generous, brought us all kinds of goodies, tasty cakes and pretzels and just all kinds of stuff, and was super generous and just a nice guy.
Yeah.
And
a huge, huge Philly fan and, love. And I bust his balls. He could take it, and we'd go back and forth about the Eagles and all that.
Yeah, I'm a little upset with myself because I was like you, Ben. I kind of I had been messaging him through Twitter, the messenger, and I hadn't messaged him just to check in since last December. And I don't know. I just kind of lost track of it. I feel really bad about it. And so I don't know if there's any lesson to be learned for me personally, and if anyone listening, you know, reach out to people. It doesn't, they don't have to be sick. If it's someone you've been meaning to talk to, you know, because you never know what's going to happen. And so I'm feeling pretty bad about not reaching out more at the end there. So hopefully lesson learned.
No, I was, I could not believe, like, this, I feel like the life's just like a whirlwind, you know, like it's, you do the show five nights a week and then you have a couple, you know, days on the weekend, but it just flies by. And then I looked up and I was, I can't believe it's, you know, we're already in the middle of the year here. We're in June. And I was like, holy crap. I feel like we were just yesterday we were talking and it was January. So anyway. All right, Roberto, any quick words here, Roberto?
Just echo what you guys said. I mean, I was here when Mr. Smooth passed away, but we didn't know him personally. Rob was a really nice guy, man, really nice man. It's kind of hating me, like I said, like Eddie says. I would pay his drop just to let him know that we were thinking about him, you know?
Yeah. We'd always say, hang in there, keep fighting, whatever.
And he was a kind and generous man, and he's – you know, we make fun of the Philly fans or whatever. Rob was like, he was a fanatic, but he was a nice man, man. He's a great guy, and it's I feel bad for his, as a father, I feel bad for his son and his wife, obviously. But yeah, we're gonna miss him on the show, and I'll continue to play that drop though, and just to remember him always, man.
Absolutely, Coop. Anything you want to add to that, or?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when a lot of. We get a lot of people, or we used to back, you know, when things were normal, used to get a lot of people visiting us here. And it's not always that you feel like, I don't know how to explain it, but it's not always that you feel super comfortable when people are coming to visit you. Like sometimes you just feel like, oh, you're kind of like.
Like when a guy's hiding out in the bushes.
Yeah. Or like you're on display kind of. And you're just like,
you feel like a zoo animal.
Yeah, exactly. But it never felt like that when Rob was here. He was just, you know, a buddy hanging out with us.
Yeah.
And, you know, I always thought that was really cool.
And I also met him in the parking lot like you did.
Yeah. It was weird, right? Yeah. It's like, you don't expect that.
I wasn't as worried as you were. I'm like, am I going to throw down with this guy or what? Like, you know.
Well, no, I wasn't intimidated, but I was always like, are there ulterior motives? Yeah, exactly. You know, why are you approaching me?
Yeah, exactly. Am I going to throw down with this guy here in the parking lot? What's going to go on? No, but he was super. Super fun and kind guy, man.
All right, so we have all six lines. So we'll get over to Eddie. We have the network clock here, and then we'll introduce everyone and say something briefly, and then we'll all say rest in peace, Philly Rob. And that'll be our six-line salute to our buddy Philly Rob.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll have the six-line salute here. And if you don't know what that is, if you're new to the show, we don't do it very often, thank goodness. But on the Ben Maller Show, when someone famous in sports or someone famous in our little world here on our show who touched our lives in some way or another, we give them the highest possible radio tribute, the six-line salute. Now, the use of guns in salutes for military occasions, that goes back many, many years, many, many years to the early days. But our bosses, as I say, every time we do one of these things, our bosses will not allow us to have guns. So instead, we use you, the people that call up here to pay your respects to an honest to goodness good guy, Philly Rob here, who was part of our little radio family. And we've already cleared the lines. We filled them up. We've added six random callers from all around the country who all will have a chance here to say something briefly in tribute to Philly Rob. And once everyone has given a very brief sermon, we will then all say in unison, rest in peace, Philly Rob. All right, let's get going. Rob in Vegas. Hello, Rob. You are my line one. Hello, Rob.
Hey, Ben. Thanks for having me. Yeah, what a kick to the gut this morning. You know, Rob, he's such a nice guy, such a kind guy. And as you and I were talking this morning, I shared with you the last message that he sent me. And it was back on February 9th. And it was so positive. Everything was going so good with his chemo. So it's just sad to hear the news.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you, Rob. Hold on. You're my line one. Don't hang up. Mo in Seattle. Mo, are you there, Mo?
Oh, yeah. I'm there.
Welcome, Mo.
Can you hear me?
Welcome. Yes, you're on the air, Mo. Welcome. What's up?
All right. I don't really know Philly Rob, but I heard of him from you guys. So I want to say, for this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even to the end. That's my sermon for the day.
All right. Thank you, Mo. Hold on a sec, Mo. You're my line two. Don't hang up, Mo. Don't hang up. Rachel in Montebello, the lovely Rachel in Montebello.
Yes, Philly Rob, class act of the Maller Militia. I've enjoyed his comments and his song drop that Roberto plays often. I will always fondly remember him. Rest in peace, lovely Philly Rob.
All right. Thank you, Rachel. Well said. And who is next? Dominican Mike is next in Parts Unknown. Hello, Dominican Mike.
Hey, Ben. Philly Rob, de casa familia, hermano. Que te vaya bien. Y te vamos a extrañar mucho. All right.
Where are you? Are you in Arizona this week? Or
I'm back in Phoenix for the week, yeah.
I got you. All right, hold on a sec. You're my line four. Don't hang up. Fire Lake DJ in Michigan, my line five. Hello, Fire Lake DJ.
God bless you, Philly Rob, man. Such a kind soul, man. Just, Maller Militia, we got to stick together, man. We all got to stick together because this happens too frequently. But I love you guys, and rest in peace, Philly Rob.
All right, well said. And don't hang up. You're my line five. And then my line six is V in Oregon. Val, rather, in Oregon. Hello, Val.
Hey, how's it?
Hi, Val.
Yeah,
welcome.
You know, I've been... Basically, my wife bitches at me because all I do is listen to men bitch about other men all day long, starting with, you know, Patrick and then ending with you guys. And I've been listening for about, a good 2 years now. And I didn't really think about Philly Rob until you dropped that cut. And then I remember the voice. And I'll just say this much. Born and raised in Hawaii, all you can do is paddle out on a longboard for the brother, drop some flowers in the water, say a prayer, and remember the voice and keep playing the drops. Keep playing the drops.
Absolutely. All right, Val. Hold on. Don't hang up. Good, nice comments there. Everyone's been very nice here. Thank you. We got rid of the cockroaches that called up and filled the lines. So I'm going to put everyone on the air at the same time. You're all going to be on the air at the same time. Rob in Vegas, my line one. Are you there, Rob?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, Rob. There. Mo in Seattle, my line two. Mo, are you there, Mo?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right, Mo's there. Very good. Rachel in Montebello. Very rarely does this work, so hopefully this will actually work this time. Rachel in Montebello, my line three. Are you there, Rachel?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, thank you. Line four, Dominican Mike in Phoenix. Are you there, Dominican Mike?
Still here, Big Ben. Still here.
All right, thank you. And Fire Lake DJ. Hello, Fire Lake DJ in Michigan.
Yes, sir.
All right,
yes, sir.
Checking in. And we just talked to Val, so you're still there, Val, yes, in line six?
Yeah, Va. It's actually Va, just Va. Like V-A, but it's V-A-U.
Oh, Va. Okay, my bad. Bad job by me. All right, listen, you're all on the air. We thank you all. You said some nice things here. And on the count of three, I'll say one, two, three. On the count of three, when I say, you know, I get to three, I'll do it in reverse. We'll all say rest in peace, Philly Rob, right? Here we go. One, two, three. Rest in peace, Philly Rob.
Hooey ho, my brother, to the next life.
All right, thanks to everyone for that. Good tribute there to our buddy Philly Rob. We'll get back to the normal portion of the show here, get back to the shenanigans, the nonsense, and you can bust my balls. I don't care. All right, we got the NBA pick'em. Here's the Who Am I game, and we'll go to basketball. Utah Jazz center Rudy Gobert winning the NBA's Defensive Player of the Year award for the third time. He trails Ben Wallace and me as the only players to have won that trophy four times. Again, Rudy Gobert, NBA's Defensive Player of the Year for the third time. He trails Ben Wallace and me, the only players to win that award four times or more. Who am I? The answer next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
From the first moment you tune in, you know the Ben Maller Show is not your garden variety sports talk. We welcome all the freaks of nature to the Maller Militia. Facebook's an online amusement park for all of us. You can chat with other super fans of the show. It's simple and it's free. Help support our show by liking our page. Go to Facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Well, thanks to everyone that took part in that tribute. That's, I think, the first time, or it's in a handful. It's only been a couple of times. I don't know if that might be the first time that we didn't have someone hang up in the middle. Usually somebody hangs up. Didn't quite work out that way, which is good. And we'll get back to the regularly scheduled programming. So the Utah Jazz center, Rudy Gobert, he won the NBA's Defensive Player of the Year award for the third time. He trails Ben Wallace and me as the only players to win the trophy four or more times. That is the question. What is the answer? Chip in the Q's is going with Whoopi Pie Blair's mother as his answer. Gunshow Jones with a very funny answer. James Harden as his answer. Who else do we have here? The Clam says it's Ben Wallace's hair. Rob in Vegas going with Vegas Golden Knights captain Mark Stone as his answer. Mr. Nice Guy checks in with Jimmy Johnson. Luke the Vending Guy. A lot of guys with guy in their handle. Pooh Richardson from Luke the Vending Guy. Greg Ostertag, jazz legend. Greg Ostertag from Manny. Who else do we have? Jimmy from Maine's going with Carmelo. I've never heard of defense. Anthony as his answer. Trucker Joe says Dave Chappelle is the selection. Who else do we have? Page down here. Can't read that on the air. Steven Seagal from Oscar. Wilt was guessed by West Side LBC. Ron Jaworski from Travis B. Joakim Noah tossed out by Eek. Vern Troyer from Donkey Sausage. Who else do we have? Mr. Luciano says you are none other than Joey the Fish. That is the answer. Leonard the Egg Avatar going with Paul McKeskey, who's got to be in the five ugliest players all time in NBA history. George Murison and Mark Eaton. There you go. Oh, that's Lenny the Crypt Keeper right there. I didn't realize Lenny had. You got to update your avatar, Lenny. You got an egg avatar. That's a bad job. That's a rookie mistake, Lenny. Bad job by you. Mark Mann, the Bronco fans going with Donald Duck. Who else do we have? Woodrow Woodpecker from Far Out Dave. That's his answer. Big Woody Woodpecker fan back in the day. Alan Iverson from Gumby Dave. Austin got this right. Clearly cheating. Bad job by him. Eddie, do you have an answer? It's not Felton Spencer, which was guessed by Greg, the real estate guy.
I was going to guess Felton Spencer.
You were going to guess Felton Spencer? Really?
No, I wasn't. Oh, I'm okay. Going to go with Dikembe Mutombo.
Dikembe Mutombo.
I love the cookies.
No, you actually got it right, Eddie. How dare you?
It's Dikembe Mutombo. Buzz yourself, Roberto.
Mutombo.
Eddie wins again.
Eddie, you're not supposed to get it right, Eddie. It's more fun when you get it wrong. It's a bad job by you.
I wanted to do the voice.
Yeah. Well, Dikembe Mutombo is great. Now, can you name all the teams that Dikembe Mutombo played for?
Probably not.
You cannot, right? I couldn't
Atlanta
either.
Hawks, remember the
big
Nuggets.
Yeah, that was the one where you had the big moment there.
76ers.
76ers, yeah.
Yeah. Keep going.
I mean, at this point, I would just start naming random
teams. Well, the big ones are the Nuggets, the Hawks. Yeah. I think they both retired his number, I think. Cool. I'm not sure. I believe his number's been retired by two teams, of all things. How weird is that? He also played for the old New Jersey Nets, the New York Knickerbockers.
No, I do not remember that.
And he ended his career. He actually had a decent run with the Houston Rockets in the first decade of the 2000s. He ended his career in 2009. But he played in Denver so long ago. They had those cool, remember the cool Nuggets uniforms with the skyline in the background, like the original Nugget uniforms?
Of course, I used to watch the NBA back then.
Yeah, that's a good-looking uniform. And he's so
Dan
old.
Dan Issel.
Yeah, well, that's even before him. But
back
absolutely.
When the number 8 seed, the Nuggets, beat the Sean Kemp, Gary Payne, Sonics.
I saw a rumor the Sonics are coming back. We'll talk about that later. But right now, here we go. Let's strike up the band. It is time for the NBA playoff pick'em. A couple games on a Friday night. in the NBA. Coop, you've got the first pick.
Joel Embiid.
All right. Give me the MVP, Nikola Jokic. Boom. Roberto.
Take Trae Young.
Board has held. Eddie?
I'll take Devin Booker. And
that's exactly the first round I had on my board.
Boy.
This is where it gets hard.
Tobias Harris.
Wow. Whoa. That's a reach. Roberto.
DeAndre Ayton.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll take Clint Capella. Go ahead, Coop. Knock yourself out.
Guess I'm going all 76ers. Ben Simmons.
And one more.
Wow. Oh, and crap.
Take Shake Milton.
I'll take Chris Paul.
All right. I'm picking a former Clipper, the great Danilo Gallinari. He's a fine Italian man. Roberto, go ahead, Roberto.
Give me Bogdan Bogdanovic.
Another Bogdanovic.
Another
I'm haunted by these guys.
Bogdanovic, baby.
Eddie.
Yeah.
Eddie.
Michael Porter Jr.
You don't sound excited about that. Neither. You shouldn't be. Yeah.